wish you could tell me to just put a cork in it sometimes.
Do you have a burning question for me? Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If your answer was yes to either one or both of those questions, then this segment is for you. We do it every Friday at 3 p.m. with my partner in the show, my senior producer, Jamie, and each and every one of you. We take questions that you submit either via text, phone, or most preferably ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. That's an email. Ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. Jamie gives me the question that she selects. I have no idea what I'm going to get asked, and I usually get 30 seconds or 60 seconds to answer it before the buzzer sounds the end of my answering time period. Often Jamie's kind enough to give me a small bit of grace if I might be putting down some somewhat logical sounding response. And if not, she just cuts me off. I got Sam with me on the board. I've got all of you joining us for today's episode, specially pre-recorded for your Friday afternoon holiday weekend listening enjoyment. Jamie, I promised everybody before the break that I would talk to people about some of the advice that I give folks that is more targeted to people in graduate programs.
Sure.
And in undergraduate.
I should take some notes because I think this applies to me yet.
Because I was always like try maximally hard at everything all the time. Mm-hmm. And as I entered into increasingly difficult academic programs and also just degree programs, I went to a liberal arts university. They required, coursework across a whole gamut of things, not all of which I was good at. And what I figured out, I had a scholarship with a GPA that I had to maintain. And in law school, generally speaking, everybody isn't good at every sort of area of the law. And you could spend legitimately an infinite amount of time, all 24 hours every day, studying and trying to prepare for these things. So as I approached my studies, I had to get very, very strategic about how I approached my studies. And big surprise, I was always destined to be an economist. I thought about two things: what is really effective to get the output or to maximize my output, and what is the most efficient way to do that. Now, I got pretty literal about this when I was an undergrad, given all the other activities I was in. I was involved in our residence hall, our RA groups. I was in a bunch of leadership group. I was in an academic fraternity. I was in a social sorority, a business fraternity. I played rugby, which was an all-season sport. I was doing a whole bunch of stuff. So my approach was I would look at my class list for each semester and basically, to the best of my ability, predict what grade I was going to get in the class and adjust my level of effort accordingly. Because this girl was never ace in chemistry. Like, that's not happening, right? So I'm not going to give A-level effort in a class that I can only maybe get a C-plus in, right?
Sure.
So that was an approach. And I used that similarly in law school. There were students that I met that just felt crushed because they couldn't seem to break a certain grade level. And I said, well, if that is your consistent experience, are you actually studying because you think you're going to get an A? Do you need to put in A-level studying to get your C?
Sure.
Or are you going to, can you still get your C with less effort and pick up that degree and go work on your next thing, right? And that sort of effort outcome adjustment, I think, can be very helpful for people. Now, that takes some self-awareness, some situational awareness, which is also challenging. So it's also teaching a little bit of a soft set of skills there as well. Sorry, long answer to a question about it. Did I try hard in school? Yes, I was a classic tryharder.
Oh, see, math was my thing. And we've talked about this. I had to take consumer math, if you don't know, very quick. It's literally like trying to, you know, grocery shop without going over a budget, I was a communications and English major. It was easy stuff. So we went to a grocery store. They gave us $20. I forgot that there was tax included. I went over. I failed. Tells you everything you need to know.
I was literal about it. I thought the tax was baked into the cake.
Forgot about
tax. There's lots of double entendre there. So, Jamie, you bring up a really important point. One of my personal passions, something that I talk about with groups all the time, is basic financial literacy and why this is not taught and a mandated part of every state's Department of Public Instruction mandated coursework across all levels. Like, you can start this in grade school, middle school, teach it in high school, reaffirm it in college classes. we have a consumer credit emergency in the United States because people don't know how to manage this. Oh, and by the way, of course, Donald Trump is dismantling this, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, because they've only saved consumers like $12 billion. So let's shut that down.
No big deal. No big deal. Who wants their money protected and saved? We don't need to worry about that.
Silly
stuff. Silly us for thinking that's a thing. Should we get to some listener questions?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Pontificated far long enough.
All right. Yes. I've got a really good one, and you're going to love this. Let's give her 60 because I'm a dog mom. This comes from another dog mom. I know how dog moms can be. So this comes to us from Liz, who listens in Sauk County. She chooses a station on the app on a daily basis. She says that she's always loved your show, and she loves it even more since last week when Senator Ratcliffe joined you for our new segment called Broad Appeal, and you were talking about wieners, and specifically in this case, we're talking about wiener dogs. Liz is also a weenie dog mom. She has Lulu, who is 8 years old, and she wants to know how you and Finny found one another. She also says to keep fighting the good fight, Maggie Dawn, and remember, weenie mamas united forever. So, 60 seconds, tell us how you met your Finny.
First of all, thank you so much, Liz, from Sauk County, and my big love and big sloppy kisses to Lulu, because one thing weenie dogs love is they love some kisses. Okay, so I had always wanted a dog. I have always loved hunting dogs. I grew up with hunting dogs, but I live in downtown Milwaukee, which means it is not fair to the dog, who is big, huge, and needs to be run for miles every day, to live in a two-bed, two-bath, like small condo on Milwaukee's east side, because I can't get them out enough. So I had thought about small dogs, but I'm not into the Munch-faced. I love those that love the Munch-faced dogs, all for it. Love the Chihuahuas, but not my jam. A best friend of mine showed me and introduced me to her mini wiener dog, and I fell in love. And so I reached out to the breeder that they got their amazing pup from. I got skipped in the line. Accidentally, there was this huge long line because of COVID. Everybody wanted a ween. Breeders screwed it up. So I truly believe that my little Finny dog was like God intended, the stork intended for me to have little Finny. And she is, her full name is Josephine Margot, but I call her Finny. And she is an 11.5-pound little ball of wonder. She smells like pancakes all the time. And I'm sorry I went over, but I love my little dog.
I knew you would.
And I love you, Lulu. My little one is just about 2.5. We're going to have to leave it there for today's episode of Ask Maggie. You're going to want to keep it locked because I got your favorite Friday segment. I know it's mine coming up next. We got Civic Media's very own Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.